Hi, my name is Dr. Christy Lewis, and I'm a licensed naturopathic doctor and holistic nutritionist. I've been in practice for well over a decade and treated thousands of people. Something that keeps me up at night is if people know what to do, then why are they not doing it? If we are all trying to live our best life, then why do we compromise, sabotage, and avoid ourselves from making choices that will ultimately rise us up? A basic truth has been revealed. Behavior modification, as simple as it may seem, is very difficult to implement. Hence the birth of this podcast. In between visits are short and sweet shares where I will answer your questions about how to stay on track, support, inspire, and motivate you on your journey, see you in your struggles, affirm you in your challenge, and reassure you that you are not alone. Let's get started. Hey there, you are listening to Dr. Christy, and this is In Between Visits. I'm so glad that you've decided to come back for some more. And today what I'm going to be sharing with you is really a different type of movement. So I'm rounding out my series on movement, and this is episode 5. This episode I'm going to be sharing with you some thoughts and naturopathic personal stories around bowel movements and the importance of healthy bowel movements. And, you know, some ideas around what might be going on in your body and in your mental, emotional well-being if you're not having healthy bowel movements. And in our house, it's a good day when my dog, my daughter, and I have a bowel movement before we leave for the day. And that's been important. You know, I can remember even back to my university days. So, you know, those weren't actually the greatest years of my life. I didn't love university. It certainly didn't pan out to be the movie scenes that I had seen in the past. And I struggled academically and socially. I felt like a very small fish in a big pond, you know, coming from a very small town where I was, you know, athletic and academic, and it seemed a little bit effortless. When I came to university, I really just felt like a nameless face in the crowd. And so I missed home and I missed the familiarity. And I would call my parents often. I was homesick, and I would call them, you know, a few times a week, and often end up in tears around really how awful I felt, the anxiety that was coming up for me and the loneliness. So my parents, who are supportive for sure, but very firm believers in working through your pain, they really would give me a few minutes of compassion and then follow up with a pep talk, you know, how to keep going. And one question that my dad asked me every single one of these calls, and I have an older sister, and he would ask her the same question, and we used to sort of laugh about it. And it was, you know, did you have a BM today? So here I would be calling, I'd be upset, you know, my dad, I don't know, and I'm drowning in school, and I don't have any friends, and I feel really lonely. And my dad would be, well, did you have a BM today? And at the time, I was like, what the heck does that matter? I mean, I'm a 19-year-old woman, not a toddler. And how does having a poop impact my terrible life at school? You know, have you seen the dorm rooms here? Of course I'm not pooing regularly. Put mom back on the phone. And we joke about it, but my dad had a point. I do get it. I mean, it was difficult for my dad to see me in pain. And so he wanted to lean more into the physicality of what potentially was going on or how he could support me. And knowing that, you know, it would, you know, emotionally it was a challenge, you know, ensuring that I was moving my bowels every day was something he felt he could influence more from the perspective of discussions around lifestyle. You know, was I getting enough fiber and water, and was I keeping up with my exercise? And my dad knew that I would feel better physically if I'd had a bowel movement. And so much of my life was in transition and everything was new. I was having a crazy time, hard time adapting. And so basically it was important to my overall health. And it also spoke to the choices that I was making at school. So although a little comical, it did make sense that he would be asking this question because it was so representative of, you know, how I could influence my overall health, you know, and wellness during this transition. And, you know, a healthy elimination really looks like round, soft to firm, easy to pass poops that happen 1 to 2 times per day. And anything other than that is abnormal. And although not necessarily a disease, it can certainly be an indicator that something is out of balance in the body. And this cause really could be anything from food sensitivities, imbalanced gut bacteria, certainly suboptimal digestion function, and that's just to name a few. So when patients come in with a diagnosis of IBS, you know, I typically will listen to that and feel a sense of responsibility around they have gone to see their GPs, they have had their colonoscopies, any sort of inflammatory or disease state has been ruled out. And now we are left with this question mark as to why they were having abnormal bowel movements. And could this actually be related to the lifestyle choices that they are making? And, you know, one thing I will say for sure is that, you know, it does look like, you know, when people, it gives me clues to a person's overall health. And the treatments, you know, can range from, you know, avoiding trigger foods, killing off and repopulating the commensal or gut bacteria, increasing digestive enzymes. So there's just so much here. And even after 13 years of practice, I'm still in awe of the individuality of both patients' symptoms and then the subsequent treatment plans. So that's why, like in a podcast forum or even sometimes when I'm out doing community talks or corporate presentations and I'm talking about the importance of bowel movements and how it relates to overall health, I don't have any sort of three-step process because it's so individual. And that's where seeking naturopathic care can be, you know, really important because you're going to get the individualization of how your specific treatment or symptoms and the patterns of that will give us clues as to what the appropriate nutrition changes or supplement regime can be. And you know, one of the things, and this is something I really wanted to spend some time on that I think is so often missed, even within a naturopathic setting, is the and something that I've seen on a consistent pattern. So much of the conversations I'm having with people around bowel function or elimination is individualized, I would say consistently, like 10 out of 10, I am always seeing sort of an emotional connection. And so I've yet to meet a patient managing IBS who doesn't have something going on within their nervous system, within their stress response, where there is a contributing factor to that and what's happening with their ability to have healthy elimination. And, you know, we so often think of our bowel movements as being purely physical, but now I realize there is truly a mental and emotional factor to staying regular. We have to let go. We have to let go. And so when the body is stressed or tensed, you know, we're overwhelmed, then what ends up happening is the body goes into more of a flight or fight reaction. And much like we think about those voluntary muscles where, you know, we're going to tense up, we're going to feel, you know, this need to fight or flight with the physicality of our bodies. Internally, our smooth muscle are doing the same. It's not going to bypass this aspect of our muscle. And so if that's going on, our whole internal digestive tract, for all intents and purposes, is going to kind of shut down. And we're going to have this inability to move through peristalsis, which is that sort of pulsing and moving and churning the food that we're eating and subsequent waste material through the body and out through elimination. From the mouth to the anus is actually still considered the external world. And so, you know, we want to be able to take what we need through osmosis and moving that into the actual bloodstream and then be able to eliminate what we do not need. And when the body is in more of a stress response or in an emotional state, that is really difficult. And from an energetic point of view, when the body is in that state, it's in a state of holding on. It's in a state of, you know, sort of shutting down. And so the ability to truly let go and release becomes more and more difficult. And so what we want to think about in addition to our treatment plans, nutrition, and rebalancing gut flora, and ensuring that we have the appropriate digestive functions through digestive enzymes or other sort of bitters, things that your naturopathic doctor can recommend for you, you know, things even like doing yoga practices that are specific for moving things through. What we also want to think is, how can we move the body from that fight or flight reaction into more of that relaxation response, which is required to be able to digest our foods and then subsequently eliminate the foods so that we can, you know, be able to have healthy bowel movements. And so when I'm looking at treatment plans, I am including things like deep breathing when we get on the bathroom, on the toilet. I'm including things like meditation and releasing exercises. I am including supplements that are designed and have a mechanism of action to move the body into more of a relaxation response. I'm talking to patients about visiting Reiki therapists or osteopaths or cranial sacral. So moving just from the functionality of what's going on from our digestive tract into also the structural and nervous system component and the body's ability to truly release and let go. And it's been incredible to see the shifts in patients' digestive health when we also bring in this mental, emotional, and energetic component of healthy elimination and healthy bowel movements. So back to my dad's question, you know, he was wise in this question. Yes, he was concerned about his anxious university daughter, you know, having a hard time adjusting, and he was concerned about how much fried food I was eating or if I was drinking enough water and if that would be impacting how I was feeling mentally, emotionally based on what was going on in my physical body. But the other thing was, it was also this ability for me to let go. So it was time for me to let go of, you know, my good old high school days to create space for my new experiences at university. And so much of my body had been holding on to what was the past, and therefore, you know, ensuring that I was truly eliminating also meant that I would be eliminating and letting go of the old to create space for the new. And now that I'm a mom myself, I get it. I get why my dad asked me that question. And as I said, you know, it's a good day when we all have a bowel movement. I'm able to say goodbye to them for the day, knowing that they're off to a good start. They're not holding onto anything physically and or potentially mentally, emotionally. And Dad, if you are listening, you will be happy to know that when your granddaughter is in the midst of a meltdown or is struggling to processing something, I will ask her, sweetheart, did you have a poop today? and often she'll have said no. And often when she does, there is a sense of feeling better and feeling that release of bodily function. So that's it. That is today's share for you, a little bit of bowel function and bowel movements and how that can relate to overall health. And hopefully I have struck a new interest or a new awareness around, if you're not having healthy and bowel movements, you know, what is going on in your mental, emotional well-being? And, you know, is there an opportunity for you to put some energy, space, and focus in that area? And if that is going to have an impact on improving your digestive well-being. So that's it for today. And I am going to be moving on. So my next podcast is going to be all about mindset. And I got to be honest, folks, this is the one I'm most excited about. I've been working, sharing through these, writing, and recording these for the last 4 or 5 months. And really when I started writing all of these lifestyle medicine, the area that I would kind of jump out of bed and get most excited, or I'd find myself walking through my day, you know, thinking about different podcast ideas, they would always kind of come back to this mindset. So not to undermine the foods we're choosing, or, you know, how we're sleeping, or how we're moving our body or our bowels. I really do believe what's going on with our thought processes, where our belief systems are at, has such a huge impact. That's the big work around how we can really lean into lifestyle changes and create the well-being that we so want, deserve, and need. So signing out for today, and I would love to hear feedback, drchristylewis.ca. You can find more information about me, about the blogs, about the podcasts. You can find me on Instagram. And you know what? Thank you so much for listening. I'm getting such positive feedback from these, and I really want you to know that means the world to me, and it's keeping me excited, keeping me motivated, and on this path to share with you in this way. So thanks. Have a great day.